Hey, this is Shahid Chaudhary. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, and I have a special guest here with me today.
Thank you, Shahid. I'm Frank Lavinia. You may recognize me from The Maker Show, as well as Frank's World TV on YouTube.
All right. So, Frank, what are you here for today?
So, I know you've been into games for a while, and indie games. In fact, I've interviewed you two times on my channel. Shameless plug. But how do I get started, right? So I do interesting work, but it's more enterprise type development. What if I wanted to be an indie dev? I saw the movie. I want to get into indie game development. Where do I start?
So that's a great question, and I answer this for a lot of developers all the time, not only in the US but around the world. So one of the great places to get started is the internet itself. Mm-hmm. So you can get started with a variety of languages and tools, and also target multiple platforms. In the past, you'd probably have to do something with maybe C or C++. You could use OpenGL for your graphics library or DirectX from Microsoft. But nowadays, there are a lot of other visual tools where, in some of the tools, you could use some of your programming experience. And I'm assuming you know programming.
I know C#.
There you go.
Node.js and a few other languages.
So you could also use some other tools that are very visual, and you can drag and drop and output a game that runs on all the modern platforms and yet not have to do any programming for those.
Really? So it really is like drag and drop type of gaming development experience?
And there's multiple tools to do this. So one of the simplest tools that I like to teach for younger viewers and also for people just getting started with game development, it's called Construct 2. And it is made by a company in the UK named Cira. That's pronounced Cira and spelled S-C-I-R-R-A. So Cira makes Construct 2 for Windows right now. And Construct 3 is actually being planned for PC, Mac, and Linux.
Really? So
yeah.
So I could create something in Construct 2 and then have a multi-platform game. Is that true or false?
Really? That is true. So you can export it today to any platform.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some tricks involved getting it working on Android and iOS and Windows. But Windows is actually the easiest export for Construct 2.
Really?
You could export to the new Windows 10 universal format and have it run on mobile and regular Windows devices. But the very easy way of exporting Construct 2 is the HTML5 support. So basically, you export to an HTML5 website, and you can upload that folder via FTP to any website out there.
Really?
Yep. And that will be your Construct 2 game running on the web.
Wow, so you can have like a web game in just a few clicks.
Right.
Interesting.
In fact,
whether or not it'll be any good is another question, right?
Right. That's totally up to you. So, in fact, recently you may have heard that Leo won an Oscar for Best Actor for a movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a shame they totally shut the bear out.
Right. So the reason this relates to Construct 2 is that there's a developer who used Construct 2 to make an awesome game on the web. It's called Leo's Red Carpet Rampage.
I saw this. I did not know
it was... It became really popular, went viral, and basically it's been exported as a web game, and you can just play it on your phone, on any device, and just tap your way through it. And it became really popular, and it just plays like a native game for the platform. And it's made with Construct 2.
Did not know that. That's really cool. That's a really good example of somebody had an idea for a game, and they might not have thought that they had the skills to do it, but they found a way to do it.
Right.
So what if... you wanted to do something beyond kind of like a 2D game. What are my options and where would I start in that?
So if you want to go beyond 2D, Construct 2 can't help you there. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of other tools to help you. So in the 2D world, you have tools like Game Maker or Game Salad or Construct 2, which we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But on the 3D side, you have tools like Unity. Unity Technologies makes a product named Unity, which currently runs on PC and Mac. And I hear they're making also a Linux version as well. And a Unity game can be exported to virtually any platform out there. So let's say you're building something for Windows, something for Mac, maybe you want to build something for the web. In the past, it used to require the Unity player. Now they're also working on a WebGL version, which is experimental right now, but it does run on the web without a plugin. There's also other cool platforms, such as the Microsoft HoloLens, also Oculus Rift, which is one of our Microsoft partners. As you may know, every Oculus Rift is going to ship with an Xbox One controller.
Really?
So, again, it's a great way to work with our partners, Unity being a great partner of ours, to develop some of the technology.
So how would I get started with Unity? Is there a scripting language to Unity? Is it based on anything I would be familiar with as a Microsoft platform developer?
Yes, of course. So Unity, they support two languages right now, mm-hmm. C# and JavaScript. In older version of Unity, they were also promoting a language named Boo. It's a lesser-known language, which was developed internally and released as third language. But typically, you'd be using C#, and you could opt to use JavaScript as well. But I would highly recommend C# because you can actually use Microsoft's Visual Studio, either the full-fledged Visual Studio, any edition, even the free community edition, or the lightweight code editor, Visual Studio Code, which just came out very recently.
Really? So if I were an enterprise developer, I was used to writing .NET code, comfortable in Visual Studio, didn't have a license to Visual Studio, maybe I was at home and my license was to work, I could just download the free community tools and for no cost I can get started with game development.
Exactly. So visualstudio.com, you're able to download any version of Visual Studio. Wow. The community edition is free for independent developers and small teams. So again, that's a great place to get started. But not only that, as you're developing on Windows, you're able to use that in addition to the built-in code editor. So the built-in code editor called MonoDevelop doesn't have a lot of features, but once you use Visual Studio, you'll find that Unity development becomes that much easier.
Really? So what other options are there? So one of the things I see whenever I open up a game or look in the back of a game box, I see the word Unreal.
Yes.
What is Unreal?
So Unreal Engine is made by Epic. Mm-hmm. They've worked on games themselves. You may have seen Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
So in addition to making their own games, they also make this awesome game engine. And there's developers out there who've been using Unreal Engine for a while now. And so I don't use Unreal myself, but I've heard a lot of great things about Unreal. And there are developers who are choosing between Unity and Unreal, and a lot of developers opting for one versus the other. Personally, I have been going with Unity, but that's my personal preference. So again, Unreal is a great engine, a lot of developers using for very high quality games all around the world.
What I'm hearing now, Shahed, is that you don't have to be an A C++ developer. You don't have to study this sort of thing for years. You can kind of just get started with what you have now. So it almost like democratizes the game making process. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct. And that's been happening over the years. So I mentioned the 2D tools earlier. Mm-hmm. That's a way for you to get started visually. And then the 3D tools that also allow 2D game development, that allow you to do some visuals and also programming as well. And leading into all these modern platforms that professionals have already been familiar with.
Wow. So if someone was like, in high school or elementary school and they wanted to get started with game development, they don't have to, sift through books and books of C++ or kind of, reverse engineer existing code. They can just...
Right. And if they wanted to go with C++, for example, DirectX 12 is a brand new thing with Windows 10, and Microsoft recently released a video to show all these new games that have been built with DirectX 12. Right. If someone wishes to learn C++, they can get the most out of it by learning DirectX and C++.
Right.
But again, in order to get there, they can start small and build 2D games with some visual tools and then go into 3D with some programming to take them on their journey.
Right, and nothing against C++. It's a great language, but there's definitely a learning curve there. Imagine if I were a developer, I started learning games, and I'm really excited about it. I want people to see my work. How would I get it on, say, something like the Xbox? How would that be done?
So there's a couple of ways to do that. One of the best ways is to apply for the independent program on Xbox. Mm-hmm. So the independent program is called ID at Xbox. So if you go to xbox.com/ID, you'll see the application form. Anyone in the world can fill it out, any developer who wants to apply for the program. And once you've submitted your application, the ID at Xbox team will take a look at your application. And if approved, every approved developer gets up to 2 free dev kits. That's 2 consoles that you can develop on. So for those developers who have not been approved yet, the best way to get a head start is to start developing for Windows 10. Because Xbox One currently runs Windows 10. So if you were to work on Windows 10, it's easier to get onto the Windows 10 store. All you have to do is publish your game through the Windows 10 portal. Start with dev.windows.com. And at dev.windows.com, you can submit your game, and as long as it's bug-free and error-free and it's a playable game, it should go through the approval process and get submitted, so it's not as stringent to get your game into the Windows Store.
Interesting. So that'd be a good way for people to get started.
Yes.
And then they build up a following, and then they're like, hey, it's available on Xbox now, too.
Right.
So where would I go? Like, are there any communities I could connect with? Meetups, Twitter, there's got to be a Facebook group or two.
Right. So before I joined Microsoft, actually, last time we spoke, mm-hmm. After that I started creating all sorts of groups on Facebook for different types of independent game developers. Mm-hmm. Created one for Construct 2, one for Unity, and one for Xbox One, not knowing which one would take off. Fortunately, all three of them took off. So wow. Again, I have thousands of developers around the world, the Concert 2 group being the biggest at over 3,000 people. And people just have a lot of questions. They'd like to share their information. They're helping each other out. They're publishing their own tutorials. And again, that's a great way to not only help others, but also allow others to help even more people. So these communities have really taken off. And again, if you go to my website on wakeupandcode.com, which has a bunch of links that go to all my other groups that I mentioned. So it's a great way to get started. And I know we talked about HoloLens being one of the platforms. So HoloLens is, again, just coming out. The dev kits are being planned for 2016. So for that platform, I have opened a new group as well. That's the HoloLens Indie Devs group. Nice. So again, this is something that's just starting to take off. So all of these, none of these are affiliated with any of the product groups. They're there for independent developers to talk about public information. So there's nothing NDA in there. It's all public information and ways for developers to work with each other.
But it's still a great, even if there's no NDA information, it's still a great way for people to learn, network, help each other out.
That's correct. And it's the best way for new developers to get into the platform and ask questions. So each of the product groups themselves are able to answer questions for getting set up. But if you have questions even before that, how do I get started? What do I do to as my first step? That's a great way to join those communities.
That's great.
Yep.
So if people want to find out more, your website is wakeupandcode.
Wakeupandcode.com.
And I see from your shirt that your Twitter handle is Shenetsi.
That's correct. It's my first name and my last initial. Nice. So again, send me a tweet if you have any questions at all, and I'll help you get started, maybe point you in the right direction too.
Sounds great. I'm Frank Lavinia.
And I'm Shahid Chaudhary.
Thanks for having me on your show.
All right. Thanks
a lot.